The first topic of leadership is taking complete responsibility for your results. I put this first because it is the most important of all the leadership principles. Harry S. Truman, our 33rd president, was famous for the sign on his desk that said, "The buck stops here." He knew that he had to make the really tough decisions, and there was no one else to pass them along to. In his farewell address to the American people given in January 1953, he referred to this concept very specifically in asserting that the president, whoever he is, has to decide. He can't pass the buck to anybody. No one else can do the deciding for him. That's his job. And as a business owner, it is your job, too, to make the tough decisions and take complete responsibility for the results. Now, you don't have to do the work. There's a big difference in between taking responsibility and doing the work yourself. The duties of a CEO are not the same as the responsibilities of the CEO. For a company of any size, you have to have a team, but you have to take 100% responsibility for your personal performance and your team's performance. You can delegate, outsource, and assign to others, of course, but you can't abdicate. Abdicate means you're giving up complete responsibility. You're relinquishing or renouncing any responsibility you have for the outcome, and you can't do that as a leader. Now, not everything is in your control, but how you respond to the challenges is completely in your control. As I said in my introduction, there are many things out of control in your business. The family issues, economic issues, competitive challenges come up all the time. But what is in your control is how you respond to those challenges and whether you choose to abandon ship or paddle like crazy. What's in your control is your effort, your attitude, your education, your flexibility, and your coachability. And here's the truth. Here is the painful truth. A lot of companies die between the dreaming and the doing. Let me say that again. A lot of companies die between the dreaming and the doing, and the reason they die is because of poor leadership. In your business, you're going to find a lot of different kinds of work to do. Some of the work you're going to love, some of the work you're going to hate, some of it will bore you, some of it will just piss you off, and some of it will scare you. And you know, it's not just you, it's probably everyone that you work with. But you, and only you, are 100% responsible for everything that goes on in your company. You have to make the tough decisions. You have to make sure that the work gets done.